My number 10 show was Severance, which was, you know, came back after several years. And I'm not sure I understand everything that I see there, but there's nothing quite like that show, that weird little surreal show on Apple TV. I also decided I wanted to pay some love to public television during the rough year they were having. So I made my number 9 show, The American Revolution, the Ken Burns series that showed us how difficult our birth pangs were 250 years ago, and sort of curtain raiser to next year's big celebration.
That one surprised me. I watched that one, and I think in our history books, we find out that the Americans wanted to break free from the British, and it took a little while, but this was so involved, and there was so much, and it took so long.
Yeah, it was a really wide canvas that he did there. And then we're talking about revolution. My 8th pick was Andor, which is, I think, the best Star Wars series they've made for television. But it's, again, about rebellion against oppression. And so sort of a politically interesting take. It was a prequel to Rogue One starring Diego Luna. And I thought that was a really great Star Wars series. And then there was a series that wasn't new to this year, but I love on Netflix, The Diplomat, the 3rd season of The Diplomat, which I always say is the most entertaining political show I've seen since The West Wing. And this year gave us a reunion of Allison Janney and Bradley Whitford playing the new president and her husband, although she's not a very good character. We'll see. My other pick from Apple TV is Pluribus, which just ended its first season last week. The show about how the world becomes a one big hive, except for one woman who steps outside the Stepford world and says, I am not going to be happy like the rest of you. It's a weird sci-fi show from Vince Gilligan, but I love it. And Rhea Seehorn's probably going to win an Emmy this year.
The next one that you have is kind of tough to watch, but it was really good.
Yeah, and it won the Emmy for limited series, Adolescence on Netflix, a 4-episode series about the fallout from when a young teenage boy kills a classmate, and each episode is done almost in a single take, and so it just, you can't look away from this story, but it was, again, I think one of the strongest things that Netflix gave us this year.
And love it or not, Saturday Night Live is on your list.
Well, it was, because it was a huge year for them, the 50th anniversary, and not just the live show, which brought back all the past and present people for a big celebration, but they also did several documentaries on Peacock that just showed you how impactful the show has been in the popular culture over the last half century. So I think all of that together made a really special moment for Saturday Night Live.
Alien Earth is your number 3 pick on FX. And now let me play the number 2. And I have to tell you, I had a hard time finding a clip we could use here.
This, I bet.
This is the studio.
Excuse me, everyone. I got a bit of a bummer of an announcement to make, but it's Holy Crap.
The studio, you know, Seth Rogen's Hollywood satire, which gave people like Martin Scorsese and Robin Howard a chance to play versions of themselves. And it was sort of this new studio head's unsentimental education about how the business really works. But every episode sort of had its own tone to it. And it was a really clever series. Again, on Apple TV, they had a really good year this year.
And number 1.
Beds are a very precious commodity around here, so please be quick and efficient with your workups. What else? We treat the sicker patients back here, but please keep your eye on that waiting room. Make sure nobody's going to die out there.
Yeah, Noah Wiley coming back to the ER. You know, he became a star on ER all those many years ago, 30-some years ago, and now he's running the ER in a show called The Pit from HBO Max. My number 1 show sort of reinvents the medical drama. Each hour is 1 hour and one day's shift, and the new season is coming pretty quickly. So on January 8th, there's going to be a new season of it, but it was my number 1 show of the year. So emotionally involving, great acting, just great production here. So it was just, again, like one of the great genres of television, and they just took it over the edge, I thought. It was amazing. Series.
A lot to watch for you over the past year, and thanks for those suggestions for those of us who are trying to catch up.
That's great. Yeah, well, happy new year, and there's going to be much more TV to come.